shliach. And the get comes from Chutzlor. So maybe get in Dinas Ayam, the get is written in Chutzlor. So the shliach has to say before he delivers the get to the Isha, not stump to say. He has to be present when the get is written and signed, so that he will be able to state honestly before he gives the get over to the Isha, before an echter, before an echter. So this is a special takana, the Rabban, that was only instituted by get Isha, and by Ishtar Shikha Rebbe Knaini, was not instituted by all other story moment. And the Mishnah mentions, Antesa min Aleph Mizu, Achas min Adrach, and Shoshova Gita Noshim, the Shechru Rabbanim, before an echter, before an echter, this is takana the Rabbanon, is shared in common, and made the takana the Rabbanon only by the when the get is written and signed, so that he will be able to state honestly before he gives the get over to the Isha, before an echter, before an echter. So this is a special takana the Rabban that was only instituted by get Isha, and by Ishtar Shikha Rebbe Knaini, was not instituted by all other story moment. And the Mishnah mentions, Antesa min Aleph Mizu, Achas min Adrach, and Shoshova Gita Noshim, the Shechru Rabbanim, before an echter, before an echter, this is takana the Rabbanon, is shared in common, they made the takana the Rabbanon only by these two, by these two cases. Why did they make such a relationship between get Isha and Ishtar Shikha Rebbe Knaini? Because on the level of their Isa, this is called the Tikkun Rabban and came the Isa Tikkun. On the level of their Isa, we know that the two are connected because the Gemara has a Gzereshova lo lo mi Isha. It says by the Isha, the cause of law, sacred Krisus. That's a description of the get. And then it says, Achuv Shal Anitan lo by Shikha Rebbe Knaini, by the parsha of Shivcha Harufa, Hashem Shivcha Harufa. So the Gemara understands, in the Pasuk Achuv Shal, it doesn't say how she was, how you're supposed to free an Eved Knaini. It doesn't say the favorish how you're supposed to. So the it just says v'hafti lo nevdosa achuv shalo nitan lo. So hafti lo nevdosa, the Chachamim understand that it means she wasn't yotze lecheres. The shivcha harufa was not yotze lecheres like they kesef. Because usually pidyon is by I give money and I'm paid. So hafti lo nevdosa means she was not niftas like they kesef. That one way to free an Eved Knaini is Ayde Kesef. If the Eved Knaini has money, how does he have money is a whole discussion in the Gemara. Yeah. Is it possible that the Eved Knaini should have money? Usually the klal is Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabbo. How does he have money is a question. So someone else may give the money, a whole discussion in the Gemara. So one way to free the Eved Knaini is Hafti Lein of Dasa. If someone would have given money, either the Eved or someone else gives money to the Odon for the purpose of freeing the Eved Knaini. And the other way to free an Eved Knaini is, oh, Chuf Sholo Nitan Lo. So, or she didn't, the Shivcha Knainis did not gain her freedom. How is there another way to gain your freedom? So it's vague. So the Gemara says, we learn that lo lo me isha this gzereshova. It says by get isha, the cost of lo save increases. And here it says lo, we learn the gzereshova lo lo me isha. That's how I know that you're mishachra and every knain ayyad ishtar. That's the famous gzereshova that the Gemara learns at other dinim, that how do you know that an Eved Knaini, a male Eved Knaini, is only chayv in mitzvahs ki isha. That a man who's an Eved Knaini is not chayef to like tefillin, not chayef to sit in sukkah and ben shesrig and listen to tkiyah shefer, all the mitzvahs that the women are pata from, the Eved Knaini is pata from. So the Gemara learns that also from lo lo ma yisha. The Acharonim are bothered with Akasha, how can you learn that, that an Eved Knaini is pata from the mitzvahs lo lo ma yisha? The Pasuk is speaking about a Shivcha Knainis. Shivcha Knainis is a female. So Fashtetzel, she's pata from tkiyah shefer. She's a chav woman. Even if she would have been a Bas Yisrael, not a Shukma, she wouldn't fatter. How do you know that that also goes on an Eved Knaini? Zakash, Zachranim discussed the Kash, Zagut the Kash. But that's the extension of the Gzereshava. But the first level of the Gzereshava is that you learn to have Lola Meisha, that a Shtashichra can accomplish freedom for the Eved Knaini. And since you're learning it out from Get Isha, so you learn out more. You learn out that the, just like a Shtar, just like a Get has to be written Lishma, so the Shtar Shikha Rebbe Knaini has to be written Lishma also. And just like the Get Isha cannot be written B'mechuber, let's say if you carve out the Get on the trunk of a tree that's still attached to the ground, so the Get will be Pasul, that's Mishnayis later. So the Gemara says on our Daf, on Testament base, that a Shtar Shikha Rebbe Knaini that's written B'mechuber will also be Pasul. That's all included in this Gzereshova of Lo Lo Meisha. The Gzereshova tells you, number one, that you can be Meshacher and Eved Knaini Yagidei Shtar. Number two, that the Shtar has to be written with Shema. And number three, that they cannot be written with Mechuba. Shad is, what about there's another din by Get Isha, that if you give Kli Gitech Mal Gabi Karka, it is no good. Let's say the husband, instead of giving the Get Biyadu Isha, our practice is the Isha holds the hands like this, and the Baal folds up the get and he puts it into her hands, v'nasan biyada. What if the Baal puts the get on the table and says, here's your get, take it. And then she walks over and she picks up the get and she walks off with it. So the Gemara says later on that that's no good. Ma'agabi karka is no good, ma'agabi shulchan is no good. You have to have v'nasan biyada. The Baal has to do a nesina. Does that din of nesina also carry over to shtashich rabbi kanani? Because the other two dinim of the din of lishmo, the din of lishmo carries over to shtar kiddushin as well. The Gemara learns that makish havai liyitzia, the yotzav ha'os makish havai liyitzia, that you can create kiddushin ayidei shtar based on that hekish, and also that shtar has to be written lishmo. And al pi pashtus, if you write it in mechuber, is also no good. So what would you say by a shtar kiddushin? If one is mekadosh in isha ayidei shtar, would you say tlit kiddushach mal gabi karka would be no good if you're mekadosh b'shtar?
No. Say b'yoda.
But if you,
that's the shot. It doesn't say biyoda, but you learn out. But you learn out makish havayli tzia.
Yeah, but here the next there would be biyoda. Here even side the law to the biyoda also.
Yeah, but it doesn't say lishma either by the shtar kiddushin. Yeah. But you're learning it out with the hekish. The maybe the hekish, and the hekish tells you need lishma.
That's a different thing.
Can't.
Okay, but when you do have the makish havayli tzia, it tells you that such a thing exists as kiddush shtar. And you do carry over that the details of shtar, that unique sivul lishma. So do you also carry over this detail that you cannot write the shtar b'mechuber? The pashtus says that should also carry over. You cannot write the shtar.
How do you train the shtar? It's on the ground.
Pardon me?
It's on the ground. How
do you train the shtar?
You should pick it up. No, he'll.
In what way? I mean, there's no. How do you make a kinyan?
Yeah, she'll pick it up. The only thing is, instead of him doing the nesina into her yad, she'll pick it up and do the tfisas hashtar on her own. So if it would have been a get, that's a gemara that is not good. Omar Rava Telegitach Magabi Karka is no good. It's not just Rava, it's assumed that that's the premise of many dinim in the Mishnayis, Rava's din. So the shayla is, what about get? What about Shtar Kiddushin, Tli Shtar Kiddushach Magabi Karka? So shayla Rishonim. Ring is a further machlokes. Afilin Timtzi Loima, that Shtar Kiddushin needs Nesina, what would you say by Kesef? What if the chosn doesn't put the ring on her hand directly? He puts the money, he puts the ring on the table, and he says, Tali Kiddusha Magabi Karka, by Kiddusha Kesef. Would you say that that's also no good? On the assumption that Kiddusha Shtar, Tali Kiddusha Magabi Karka is no good. So that's the Beishmur quotes the Machlaikis about that. Looks like the Machlaikis of Rishayim also in the beginning of Kiddushin. The Rajba sounds like he has Machlaikis. So that's a big Machlaikis over here also. By they say, Makesh Havaili Yitzia.
Everything you give it. Yeah. What
I thought the Nasan Biyada says the Ferris, but yeah, doesn't say
that. That's
you do learn that. Yeah. Okay, that's the Machlaik. Machlaik is the Ferris and Machlaik is the Rishayim and Nachrayim. Where they need Nesina by Kesef also. Maybe Tali Kiddush of Hagabi Karka is no good by Kesef. That's the Sharm. So here by Shtar Shichur is also Shaila. How far do you go with the Lo Lo Meisha? Would you say that Tli Shtar Shichru Malgabi Karka would be no good or not? The Odon writes a Shtar Shichru for the Eric 90, puts it down on it, it was written Lishma, it was written on Tolush, not on Mechuber, but he never does in the scene, El Yad Ho'evit, he just puts it on the table. He tells the Evid, if you want to go free, pick up your Shtar Shichru. Would that be good?
You would have to say, Gid to the other boy Kecha, because when he gives it to the Evid.
You always say Gid to the other. You always have that problem. Even when he puts the Get to Yad Ho'evit directly, that's a problem. So the Gemara says that's the solution. That you say Gid to the other boy Kecha. Yeah? Bal Kocha, that the Gemara says that you do learn that, yeah, that you learn that lo, that a get isha is good Bal Kocha, doesn't mean that you're allowed to, it's an aveira to be megarish Bal Kocha. But if he gave the get Bal Kocha, it works, the gerishin is chal, notwithstanding the fact that he did an avir. And by shtar shicha, that's also the favorish. If he mshachad eviknani Bal Kocha, that also works. Also, you learn that that's the same as get isha. So that's the question, how far do you go? The Abnei Miluim, the Ksoy Sachosh, you wrote a safe on
it.
No. Kiddush Malkoche cannot have, right?
Okay,
there are similarities. Yeah. Dissimilarities, right? So that's the question, how far do you go? So on this sugya, on Tesla Beis, on this sugya, this is where the Achrenim discuss this topic. The Avnei Miluim quotes the Machlokes Achrenim about this. The Rishonim, I don't think, discuss it. Whether Shtar Shichru, Eved Kanayni, if you'll give it to Lishtorach Malgabi Karka, would it be good? But in Achrenim, it's a whole dispute whether that would be good. The Avnei Miluim quotes the Machlokes. And others, the other Achrenim are convinced absolutely one way or the other. The other Miloim can see both possibilities, and the other Achrenim had a machlok. So again, so on the level of their eyes, we know for sure that there's a relationship between Get Isha and Shtashich Rebbe Knaini. The Stachtik Zereshav of Lo Lo Me Isha that teaches you what the Pshat is in the Pasuk, Chav Shulo Nitan Lo, that the Shichrai De Shtar exists, and that Shtar has to be written Lishmo, it can even be Chal Bal Korch of the Evid, it cannot be written B'Mechuber, and a Diyun as far as more details. That for sure on the level of the Raisa there's a relationship. And now the Mishnah tells me that there's a din with the Rabbanon that Yachtis is Shliach Leilocha has to say b'fananechtam, that Takana the Rabbanon was made on both as well, both on Shtar Shichar Abiknaini and on Get Isha. And this is one of the drachim, Zu Achas Min Adrachim, this is one of the dinim that they have in common. So the Gemara wants to know, what are the other dinim on the bottom of Tesem and Aleph? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, the last four lines, B'shlosha drachim shava gidinashim shachri avarim. There are three dinim where they're similar. What are the three dinim? So I would have said, you need Lushma, and Mechuber is not good, and Balkarcha is good, and Tligitach Magabikar. The Gemara doesn't say anything. Kratz is always dinim de Rabbanon. Doesn't give the real fat dinim de Raisa. So it says, B'fana Nechtav is one. The three things that they have in common are shavul amaylucha mevi, that when you have a shliach delivering the shtar shichrur, he has to be present when they write the get and when they sign it, so he'll be able to declare b'fan anechta b'fan anechtam. Number two, kol get sheyesh ol avei kusi pasul chutz mikidnosh mishchur avarim. Baita it's a chashash whether the kusi is a frume goy, a frume yid, mishkin frume yid. So this is a takana de rabbanon. The Gemara says, there's a takana de rabbanon sheyehu edei haget chois min zeh b'fnei zeh. If I have a ksuba, so the edim who sign the ksuba do not have to sign one in the presence of the other. Sometimes people are makbid about that they have to, it's against the Gemara. You don't have to be makbid. The only time there's such a din that the two witnesses who sign the document have to sign zeh b'fnei zeh, it's only in two cases. It's a takana de rabbanon by get isha and by shtar shichur avikneini. That's all. Special takana. We didn't get to, we'll have to learn the Gemara, Yudam and Beis. The Gemara gives a whole reason why they made such a Gzeira de Rabbanon, why they introduced a Chumr. So because of that Chumr de Rabbanon that the Chachamim introduced, it gives you a break, it leads to a Kula. Therefore, if you have two Eidim signed on a Get, or on a Shtar Sheikh Rav Knaini, and the first one is a Kusi, and the second one is a person whom I recognize, a regular guy, so how could it be that he signed second?
Right.
It cannot be that he signed and he left a blank space and he doesn't know who's going to sign on top of him. Rav Koshovik, Laman de Koshish, later on they got the Kusi to sign. It's not Gimot by Get Isha and by Shtar Shich, they have to sign Zebeth Nezeh. So it must be that he knew who signed before him. So it must be that the Kusi must be a. He has a Kusi name. Every, like the Sfardim have different names. So the Kusi, you can tell by the family name, whether he's a Sfardi, whether he's a Galatiana, whether he's an Ungarish, whether he's a Kusi, so you can tell that it's a Kusi name. I don't know who he is though. If I know who he is, I know whether he's Frum or not. So we know that it's a Kusi Mishpacha, we don't know whether he's a Frum or Kusi or not. But the second name I know, he's a regular religious Jew. So the fact that by Get Isha and by Shtar Shich they have to sign Zebeth Nezer, that Chumra, so that leads you to the Kula, that if you have two Adam signed on a Get, and the first one is a Kusi, the second one is a Yisrael Kosher, so we even accept the eight Kusi. So this isn't Gansin Adin, this is...
The reverse was the
machloikis Rishonim he had, whether that would be good or not.
Maybe the
Shaila was, if you have Zebeth Nezer, let's say, he has a few people, and he says, okay, I want you to sign. So fine, so I sign. And then the Shaila is, so can he get the other guy to sign? I didn't know in advance who's going to be the other eight. So that's a machloikis Rishonim, if the Yisrael Kosher signed first. Whether the Kusi signed second would be good. Whether the Gemara starts off to say the Kusi is signed first. Then the question, when you get to the end of the discussion, the Gemara, do you still stick with that point that the Kusi signed first or no? We backed out from that. We'll have to learn the Gemara again. That's on the next lap. So this is basically a din deraisa, but it's based on a chumra de rabbanon that you have this kula. Because you have a chumra mid rabbanon that the two witnesses have to sign together, therefore you have a kula over here. Then the third din is a question whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanon. Kol ashtaras ha'olam bi'akoyah shalav dikachavim, a shtar that was signed in a non-Jewish court. So you know that they're not fooling around. They know that it must be authentic. A shtar says that I owe you money. or the shtar says that I sold you a house, whatever the document in Dinim Amoris that was written on the official stationery of the court, and it's signed by the judges, so we know that it's authentic. The only question is, we assume that the halvor really happened, or the deal really happened. Otherwise, they wouldn't sign a lie. But by itinoshim shachri avadim, it's no good. It's no good. Why is it no good? So pashup shat because you need ksiva lishma, because they're not kosher. The top tesis gave four reasons why anachri is possible to sign on the get. Yeah, many reasons. So l'chari, this is a psul deraisa. L'chari, this should be a psul deraisa. So it's very strange. The shlosh adrachim shavu gidoshim shachri avadim. The first two are the rabbanon, and the third one is a deraisa. And the Braisa left out all the other dinim, that you have to write the Shema and you can't write the Mechuba. The Gemara is going to ask the question, and the get is good Bal Korchai. How come the Braisa only has three? Okay, Dibre Reb Meir, on the third line from the top, I think that's where we left off. Okay, Dibre Reb Meir be Arbo. If you all like the view of Reb Meir, the Tana, then there are four things, four halachas that they have in common. What's the fourth one? So the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Lekamon Yud Alham and Beis. So, Oime Tenged Zeli Ishti. A man wrote a get, he wants to divorce his wife. So if his wife is here and he gives it a get, so she's Megureshes, the wife is not here. So he gives a get to someone else. He says, you know, I want to get rid of my wife, and she can't stand me either, and she'd be very happy to receive a get. You say Zochli Adab Slavifana. Let's say I have a gift. I want to give it to someone who's not here. He doesn't show up, he's not here. So I give you the gift, and I say, you pick up the matana, you'll be cutting the matana on behalf of Flaini. So the Mishnais have a rule of Zach L'Yadim, Shlai B'Fonav, if the person is not here, and I give the matana to someone else who wants has in mind to be Zech on his behalf, but then you apply the klal of Zach L'Yadim, Shlai B'Fonav.
The Dovah Shabbi Yerva, and it's only an Eidach, no?
Well, what's the Dovah Shabbi Yerva? So let's say if my wife would be here, and I would give it a get in person, so she would be Megureshes. My wife is not here. So I give you the get to be Zech for my wife. She's belly aching already for the last 30 years. She wants to get divorced. So I say, okay, so I'll do a favor, I'll write the get, I'll give you the get, and you'll be zeicha the get for her. So the Mishnah says that that's no good.
What if it's Balkorcha? It's definitely good.
Also good.
No, Balkorcha is Avade. Balkorcha is only good if she's here. If she's not here, then it's not as good. No, but let's say we know for years she says that she wants to get divorced. And the Mishnah says,
Rabbi, two witnesses or one?
What kind of witnesses?
There are two witnesses. There are two witnesses signed on the get, and two witnesses watching. And then I give you the get. Instead of giving it to my wife, who's not here, so I give it to you. You should represent my wife. If my wife would have made you the shliach, you could have accepted the get for her. But she doesn't even know that I'm in a happy mood today. I'm ready to. I'm prepared to free her to give it again.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Does the shliach have to in turn give it to the woman?
Yeah.
No.
That is the way it says
that
10
years
Zeli Ishti
is
blind agency here, then here I'm giving you this, give it to the wife. That's the way the law
is. Right. Let's say I say I want to give this sefer to someone who didn't show up.
Right.
So I say 10 sefer Zeli Ploini. So the Gemara says later 10 kischi. If I would have said Zechei the sefer Zeli Bad Ploini, so Zechei means Zaykoina, Bikoina on his behalf. The reason I didn't use the expression Zechei, which means outright Zach and the Shlomo Fanav, I said Tain Dovah Zeh L'Ploini. The Gemara says later Tain Kischi. The expression Tain means the same.
He's not an agent. He's not delivering. He's not being a shliach. He's taking a.
The husband is trying to make this man as the shliach lekabolos I get for the wife, and the Mishnah says that it doesn't work because getting divorced is never considered a schus for the wife. It's considered a chayva. And Tosis quotes on that Mishnah, the Yerushalmi.
Why can't you say something?
Unless she appoints him, then he's not. If the wife appoints a shliach, then he's a shliach.
For her.
For the wife to make the final decision.
Oh. Right, that's a good kasha. That's the next kasha. We're almost up to that. One minute. Take a look in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base. That's where the Gemara is quoting from. Ha'oimer, the husband says to another person, Tain gets Zeli Ishti. And I should really say Tain Kischi. Like if I would give him a ton, I would say Tain. Is kischi. When I say tain dov zel plani means zechei, and right away you're kind of a plani, and I can't back out. You don't say tain means I made you a shlich, you should deliver it to him. It means you should be kind of him. But by get, you can't say tain get zel yishti should be zeche, because it's a chay for the yisha. So Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi.
When can he reverse himself before he gets a get to the wife?
Before the wife gets
he can yet, reverse yeah. himself. Yeah. So when I say Tain gets Eli Ishti,
he can reverse.
You cannot reinterpret to say that Tein Kizichi, like a Matonah.
He's
a Shliach Lailach of the Baal. Write exactly
she's
what
not you. Divorced until she actually.
Until again, will be delivered to her. If it would have been a schus for the woman to get divorced, then he would have said Tein Kizichi. So the woman would have been Mizgareshes right away when I gave the gift.
He can intercept her on the road.
Okay. What if the woman has been complaining for the longest time? Here, the taste is there.
Take it from me. I want to get divorced now.
Then for sure
she's divorced.
Oh, yeah.
It's
different.
That's what we're going to discuss right now. Take a look back in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base. On that Mishnah, there's a taste. The Gitei Noshim, the husband can back out. What about Shechuri Avodim? What if I have an Evet Kenayni and I want to free the Evet Kenayni? I write a Shtashich, the Evet Kenayni is not here today.
Yeah, but that's a schus.
So if I give the Shtashich to somebody else who is here, that person should be Zeiche it. I say, you be Zeiche this on behalf of the Evet Kenayni. So if you say that Shechur Evet Kenayni is labeled as a schus, then I say, Tein Kizichi. I say, you be Zarecha Deshtashich, it's Kehilu Higia Haget Liyadu Evet, and the Evet is Yetzel Vecheris. On the other hand, if you hold the Sheikh Rabbi Knaini is not a schus, it's a Choyv Hulu Evet, She Yetzi Mitachas Yad Rabbo Lecheris. It's a Choyv. He's going to have to fill out his own income tax. Whatever. Now it's Chayv Hulu Mitzvah. So that's the Machlokes Rameh and the Chacham. Do we say that Shichur Evet Kenayni is a schusu levit she yetsi mitachas yad rabba lecheiris? That's how we pass like the Chachamim. The Rameh, it's a schus to go free. It's a chayva to be divorced, because we assume that most women would probably want to remain talmeis of Tandu. The woman would probably prefer to remain married rather than to be divorced. But what about the Shichur Evet Kenayni? So the Chachamim hold that to free an Evet Kenayni is assumed to be a schus. And Rameh disagrees, and he holds not that the free and Evet Kenayni is assumed to be a chayva.
So he can't eat the kruv anymore.
That's what the Mishnah presents. If he belongs to a kohen, then he loses that
certain out of privileges.
Right. There are pluses and minuses. Yes, that's the shan. That's the shan. What's the din? Let's say I gave him a matana. I give you a matana to give to someone else. I say this is a chayva matana zu bad kloini. And then you pick it up in your Zeichen. And then when he finds out about it, he doesn't want any matanis from me. Say matanis yichyo, he dislikes me, whatever he says he doesn't want. So what's the halacha?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says he cancels, it's neka mila mafreya.
Yeah.
Whenever you do an act of zchi on behalf of somebody else, so the somebody else always hata brera to decide later whether he likes it or he doesn't like it. Let's say he can't hold the matana for 25 years and then say, I don't like it, I back out.
No.
The Gemara says it depends on his instinctive reaction when he finds out about it, that they were makabal matana for him. So what does he say? Does he say yes or does he say no? If he says no, so the whole thing is all batla mavutal. So that's a kasha that the Achrenim asked. What's the discussion here? My wife is complaining for the last 30 years that she wants to get divorced. And she's not here. Finally, I'm in a good mood. I write to get, and I give it. She's not here. I give it to you. You should be zeicher. So say that it's a schus. Zechusu bad ishti. And she'll have the brera, she'll have both options. She'll have the brera to decide whether she wants to get or not. So was ken sein schlecht? What can be so terrible? She has the option, if she wants to get, so it's hers. If she doesn't want it, so it's nekel mafreya, it's no get. So what is the whole discussion over here? That get isha is considered a chayva. And shtashich rabbi knaini is a machlekes hatanayim. We don't understand anything here. Everything should be zochen adam shlei b'fanav, and the other person should have the option to decide. So that's what the Halicha Seliyo has a tshuva, Rabbi Yeprujina, Rabbi Soloveitchik's grandfather, has a tshuva where he quotes an Asivis, but he expands on it. And the Asivis has the kernel of the idea, and he develops it, that you see from this Mishnah that the ABC of Zochen is that it has to appear at the time that we're doing the act of Schia, has to appear that it's an act of Schia, and then we say that you have the option. The party on whose behalf we did it has the option to decide whether he's satisfied or not. But if at the time that we did the initial act of schia, it didn't even appear that it was going to be a schus. Not if it's 50-50, not only if it's a rov that it's going to be a chayv. If it's 50-50, we're not even sure whether he's going to be happy or not. Then even if later on he is happy and it turns out that it's a gewaldig schus, you don't apply zochel yadam shlei b'fanav. That's what you see from the Mishnah. That's given. That's the pashtus in the Mishnah. So it's very relevant halacha ma'isa for ger katan. We must have discussed it. The Gemara says in Ksubas daf yud aleph aman aleph that ger katan adbilim also adas bezni. Let's say people adopt a non-Jewish baby and they want to convert the child. So the Gemara says that you can do that. Adbilim also adas bezni is based on zochad alam shlebefana. So many poskim, the ruba of the poskim after the First World War in Europe wrote, Rabbi Yitzchak and many others wrote, that the only time it's considered as chus is if the child is adopted by a religious family. If the child is adopted by a non-observant family, what does he have to have? He has to be Jewish and he should be a Mechal Shabbos and eat on Yom Kippur and not keep kashrus and not keep taras ha-mishpacha. So what does he need it for? It would have been better as a goy. So let's say a child was adopted by a non-observant family, and later on he fell in with NCSY, and he goes to yeshiva, very frum, and everything is wonderful. So take the chnish, just because later on he's very happy about the fact that they were megayer him, but at the time that we did the Maisa Geiris, we didn't know what direction anything was going to lead to. The only time you can begin to say the whole story of Zachnad Mishlai Befana by the Ger Katan is, he's being adopted, he's being converted by a religious family, and they promise they're going to give him a yeshiva education, they're going to teach him about mitzvah HaTorah, it looks good, b'shas ha-geiris, so then later, then he has the option, when he grows up and he becomes 13, he becomes a bardas, then he has the option to decide whether yes or no, whether he likes it or not. But if b'shas ma'isim, when we were megayer him, we didn't know where we didn't know what direction anything is going to lead to. Loimibai, if it looked like it's leading in the wrong direction, but even if you don't know whether here or there, if you don't have an umdir in the muchach that it's going to turn out to be a skus, even if it does turn out to be a skus, you don't apply the principle of zach me'alim shlodvan. That's what comes out often from this Mishnah. So Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, why do you always declare that the getisha is a chayva? And what if the husband is amishugin and a shikir and he doesn't make a parnasa? A mukeshchin? What if the husband is a mukeshchin? What if you know that they have no shalom bayis? And the wife is always asking that she wants to get a get. So what would be the din in such a case? So you said, what if the wife just called up now and she says, please, you wrote a get, please. No, that. So what would be the din in such a case? So Yishalmi doesn't have the case she called up now. Yishalmi has, we know for years she's dying to get a get. What would the din be? So the Yishalmi says, no. Nay.
So loy plug.
No. By the get, we always declare that it's a chayva, and by the shikha, what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Bir Agro, I think, in Eben Ezra, and Chaim Valojan has a tshuva about this. A few G'dayli Achreinim understand Yerushalmi that we label things by categories. We don't investigate each and every individual case. Like I just said before, when you adopt a non-Jewish child and you're converting the child, so if the parents are observant, so then it's a schus. If the parents are not observant, it's not a schus. So it all depends on the details. So some understand Yerushalmi that you don't go into the nitty-gritty details of each and every individual case. We say gerishin, in abstract, is always a chayva. Giving a matan is always a schus. Converting a child is always a schus. Because we're covered by the roi, by derech klal. And what's with shichur ever k'nayni? So does it the machlek zameh the rabbon, and how would you say in abstract? Would you say derech klal that the shichra is a schut, the shichra is a chayv? That's how some understand the Yerushalmi. That may or may not be the pshat in the Yerushalmi, but we don't paskin like that. Halacha l'maisa in Eben Ezra, Simon Aleph, we paskin against that, based on the Bavli. There is a Gemara in the end of Yevamos. The Gemara has a shaila. A man is about to die. A man is married, is about to die, has no children. If this man dies, his wife is going to be skukali of him. So as he's about to die, he has the sefer write a get, and he wants to give the get to his wife, and she's not here. The wife is not here. So the Gemara hata shaila, can he give the get to somebody else to be zecher the get for the wife? What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, maybe she would want to marry the brother-in-law. Maybe he's a nice guy, or maybe not. We're not sure would she like to or not. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in his tshuva, so it's a teiku. So in the Bayit Leif Shita in the Gemara, Hamzaka get lishta b'makom yovam. Hamzaka get lishta, he wrote a get, and the wife is not here, and he's a shchid meira, and he gives a get to someone else, to be zecheroi, b'makom yovam. Yovam means there's a brother-in-law, and she's going to be skukul yovam, and he wants to relieve her from that. Is it good or not? It's in the Bayit Leif Shita. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the tshuva, and chutam shulosh, When was that in the Bayit Leif Shita Bizmana Gemara when they still practice Yibum? So maybe she like him, maybe she won't like him. Bizmana Zeh. So of course it's a.
You have to go through the.
Of course it's a schus. It's 100% schus.
Yeah.
The Ipata from Chalitza. Yeah, of course it's a chayva to remain.
No,
even if she likes him, we don't allow people to do Yibum Bizmana Zeh.
Automatic.
Yeah, but it's better for her to be part of the chalitza. It's just headaches. The chalitza is just headaches. So we assume that's how all the posts have. We assume, you see from that Gemara in the end of Yevamos and the Babli, that when the Mishnah says that Zoch and the other Shlevifanim doesn't apply by get, it's not that we declare right that the whole category of Gershon is always called a chayv. No, we judge each and every individual instance. Is it a schus? Is it a chayv? So that's what your case. What if she just called up on a telephone and she says, "Oh, my husband finally wrote a get. Please, please do me a favor. Please, summon the zeichah to get for me." So even if she didn't officially appoint a shliach lekabbalah, but still, that you zeichah you'll say zachman shlofam. She just said she's dying to get the get. The whole the Yerushalmi only is if for years she's been complaining. You know, a lot of women complain for years they want to get divorced, but then we're holding lemaisa, they don't want to get divorced. So that's even if later she will be happy. You don't put two and two together. You say bishas maisa, we're not convinced that she's going to be happy about it. Maybe she was just threatening all the years. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe she's not to be taken seriously. So that's the shaila. It may or may not be a machlokes. Some achrenim say it's a machlokes. The Bavli and Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says you label the whole category in all cases the same. A get is always a chayvan, geris is always a schus, and matana is always a schus. And the Bavli is not so. The Bavli for sure is not so. You see from the Gemara in the end of Yivam is that you do judge on each and every individual case. So this is a machlekes satanayim, a get. By the get isha, we assume most of the time it's going to be a chayvan. In Shulchan Aruch, I mentioned that this is an Ebenezer Siman Aleph. In Ebenezer Siman Aleph, they have the following case. Let's say a couple are married, and then the husband knows that his wife is having an affair with somebody else. So she's an Eishes Ish, and she's Chayiv Karin, she's Chayiv Nisa. So it's in her best interest today that women are not religious, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in Schar V'Yoinish. I don't know, if it's not an observant person, so I don't know if it's Zalch Mavish Lamefon. But let's say it's a religious person. I have a religious person. It's a terrorist, okay. So let's say the husband knows that the wife is living with Goyim, whatever, living with other men, and she's in violation of the din of Loisinaf every day. So the Ramah quotes from the early Poskim, that then you say, Zachem Liyadim Shalai Bifanov, you should write the get quickly. And even if the wife is not here, you should give the get to someone else. That's called a get Aidei Zikui. It should be Mezaka the get Aidei Acher. The other way you can do...
Isn't that Bakrocha?
No, it's not Bakrocha. If we call up the wife... See, the Rabbanim have to be careful. If they call up the wife on the telephone and you say your husband is interested in divorcing you, she says, forget it, and she hangs up the phone. So then it's Bal Korcha. Then it doesn't work. So that's what they do. You don't ask the wife. You don't ask her whether she wants. She just left the husband. She's living with someone else. So you just be Mezaka to get. And then you send her a letter in case you're interested. You can pick up the get. You don't tell her, it depends what she wants. Huh? No. And the husband appoints the
shit. Yeah.
So the Mishnah quotes the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. No. We say Zoch Le'ad Shleib Afano. We will be Zaka to get Aidei Acherim. And then Liesa says the husband appoints one of the Rabbanim as a Shlich in case he wanted to be Choshish for the Yerushalmi. The way some Achrenim understood it, that Gerishin is always labeled as a Chayva, even if it's absolutely a schus against the Babli in the end of Yivamos. So the husband appoints one of the Rabbanim as a shliach to give the get to the wife. So then they notify the wife in case she's interested, she can come and garnish it. But they don't try to pressure her. And they don't ask her in advance. If they're afraid that she may give a negative response, so you have to be careful not to ask her in advance if she wants to get, because then you can't do an act of Zalcharam Shleib Afanav. If you know in advance that she doesn't want it, that's Bal Korcha. Not only that a get is, you're not allowed to give a get Bal Korcha Chem Derabim Gershom. No, it won't be called a Zachin. She already says in advance she doesn't want it, so that you can't apply Zalcharam Shleib Afanav. But if she doesn't say one way or the other, so we decide on our own that it most probably would be a Schia for her. So again, so the Mishnah says that if the man gives a get to be Megarish's wife, that's called a chayva. So you can't apply the klal of zachlan mishlofan. What if he gives a shtar shichur to somebody who's here that he should be zech on behalf of the Abba Knaini? So that's a machlekes of Meir and the Rabbanon. So Rab Meir says that that's also a chayva, and we pass like the Chachamim.
Don't you people miss the Mishnah against the Bible, or what do they do with this Mishnah? I mean, this Mishnah states a general rule.
No, 99% of the cases, we assume that a get is a chayva, but there certainly will be cases where it will be a schus.
Yeah, that's the question. So you do a general case and you go into
the Mishnah. Yeah, the Bible. Let's say we know she doesn't want to get
husband. That's no good.
That's not good. She's a multi-millionaire. She never wants to leave. She wants to live the way it is.
Yeah, that is no good. So this is a big shaila. We passing like Chachamim over here. Begitei nashim, avoloi b'shechruri avodim. By get isha, when he says ten get zeli ishti, you cannot say ten kisti, because it's not a sus, it's a chayva. So ten get zeli ishti means you do ver ashliach lahilocha. You deliver the get to my wife. So until the shliach is going to deliver the get to the wife, the husband can back out. But by the shtar shichur abik naini, the husband cannot back out. The gite noshim, he can back out. Avala b'shachuri avodim. Why? Because b'shachuri avodim, the Chacham and the Rav Meir assume that it is a schusu levit sheyetzi mitachas yar rabbi l'cheiris. And when I say tein get zeh liyavdi, tein shtar shichur zeh liyavdi, I mean tein kisri. So zechei, so you say zochen adam shlai b'fanav. That's how we pass in l'alocha. What exactly does that mean, that you say zochen li adam shalai b'fanav? Let's say I have an Abba Knaini, I give you the Shtar Shichur and I say, you be Zoyche the Shtar Shichur on behalf of my Abba Knaini, he should go L'Cheiris right now. So what's Taked Adin? He goes L'Cheiris right now? The way we pass like L'Cham, goes L'Cheiris right now? That's Pasha Pshat. So Taisus on our Gemara has a Machloikis with Rashi. Where are we? Kol Ashtaras Olim. Here's the Rashi on Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Taisus Dibra Maska Lo Yitnu Li Achamisa. Lo Yitnu Li Achamisa.
That's the Mishnah later.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Where is that? That's the Mishnah Yud. Take a look in the Mishnah Yud Gim Lamed Aleph. Right.
There's
the Mishnah Yud Gim Lamed Aleph. I'm at tenu get ze leishti. Get ze sounds like it's written already. He has a get written and he says, give this get to my wife. Or tenu shtashich rezel yavdi. Give it to my yevid. And then umeis. And the man dies before the shliach had a chance to give it. So the din is, ain get la hamisa, la yitno le hamisa. You cannot give it after the husband died. So Rashi, frekta kashe. But if I gave the shtar shichru, we pass like the Chachamim the Rameyah. I gave the shtar shichru to you and I say, ten shtar shichru zeli avdi. So ten kischi, and zachlan shleim b'fanav, he goes free already. So what do we care if I die before you deliver it to the Eved Kenayne? He was yaitz l'cheres the minute I gave it to you. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, ha'omer tenu get. Liishti, what's the Aleph? He crosses out the word Zeh. Not that he has a get written. He says, Bapet, Tanu, get Liishti. Write a get for my wife. He says, write a Shtashikhar for my Eviknani. He didn't give it over yet. If he Taki gave it over, then by the Eviknani he would be Yotze Lecheris, so the din would not be correct. It shouldn't say, Tain Shtashikhar Zeh. Labdi?
If it says, Mosom Yad, no. If it says Moshom Yad Liyad,
right.
If it's not there, it could be on the table.
Okay, so it also would solve the problem. Okay, so it could only work with a shliach la'ilocha. Okay, so Rashi yes, this kash. No, Hamal. Rashi, in fact, kash. Once we pass in la'halocha like the Chachamim deramei, the b'shichruri avodim, you do apply zochel liyadim shloim b'fanav. It says chusol avishiyetim tachas yar rabbi lecheres. So how do you understand the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that if the adon tells the people, Tein Shtashich Rezeli Yavdi, and the Odon dies before they had a chance to give the Shtashich to the Yevet, so the Yevet is not Yotze Lecheiris because they ain't get Lachamise. After the Odon dies, he can't give any Shtaris. What do you mean after he dies? The Shichur is Chal the minute he gives it to the Zoycha on behalf of the Yevet Knaini. So Rashi's bothered with the Kasha, so he says, we're not talking about a case. We're talking about a case where you can't apply Zachar Dal Mishal B'Fanav. The Shtashikha wasn't written yet. or he didn't do an asina, he didn't give it miyad liyad, whatever, some kind of an answer. That's the Chazor of Rashi. Rashi had charata, and daf yud gimel amaral. Rashi had charata from what he wrote over here. But on our daf, Tesis on Tesam and Beis leitan lehamisa. Tesis quotes the Rashi by Yas. Pirish bekuntris. The Rashi writes, "Afilu rabbon and the amis klusu leeved." Even the Chachamim, the Rav Meir, who hold that it's a schus to free the Evik 90. It's not a choyv. And you really do apply zochan al mishle befonav. So how can it say leitan lehamisa? The Evik Kanani was already out to the Chayris immediately. So what's the problem? So Rashi says no. Rashi in the Rif. The Rif didn't change his mind. Rashi changed his mind on Daf Yud Gimel. He corrected. The Rif writes like this. So Rashi writes, Nehi delahachi zacha, the din of the Chachamim, the Reb Meir, that the Odon cannot back out, that Zachanam Shlai Bifanov, that only means that the Odon cannot back out. Kolzman, the Zoyche didn't give it to the Eved. I cannot back out. But what if I die? No, if I die, the Shichur is takanatchal till he gives it to the Eved. The Eved isn't Yotzei L'Cheiris until this man gives it to the Eved. But it's not Yotzei L'Cheiris, why can't I back out? No, I can't back out because Zachal Abishlai B'Fanav. What's the dos fadin? That's the problem. That's what they quote.
Over there he says, no. So he was not Memaneh Shaviyah. He just said,
no, but we say Zachem.
I say Zechei. I say Zechei b'shtah shichur zeh ba'ad abdi.
But in the listener of Yod Gimel, it says Tenu.
But Tenu can Zochi. It says Tenkes Tidon.
He does not nominate the Shaliyah.
The Rambam distinguishes between Zechei. The Rambam has like that. If he would have said Zechei, the Rambam makes a compromise between the Rif and Taisus. So he says it depends. If I say Zechei b'shtah shichur zeh ba'ad abdi, or Tegzot Zechei, the Zoch Lev Shalai B'fonav, the Evik 90 goes free immediately. And even if I die before he delivers it, I said Zechei. So right away Zochem and Eschal right away.
If he says Tain, you talk to an individual, then you have a Shaliyah. But if he says Tenu, there's a bunch of people standing around this bed and he says Tenu.
Why not? I make the most Shluchim. Why not? I make the most Shluchim. I say Tenkeschi on everybody. So the Rambam makes a compromise. But leaving out the Rambam's compromise. Rashi comments. Rashi wrote different maduras of his commentary on the Gemara. So in the earlier madura, he wrote like the Rif. And the later madura, Chazabo, he changed his mind. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi b'yatzma Chazabo, Shapirish l'kama daf Yud Gimel natso, v'legasin and ten getze. Tosfos quotes the Rashi that we learned already Yud Gimel. But the original madura, Rashi wrote like the Rif, Nehi d'lehachi zocho, what it says in the Mishnah, the machlekes Rameh and the Rabbanon. Whether Shtashich or Evik 90 is a schus or not, so we pass like the Rabbanon that it is a schus. So the Yodon cannot back out once he gave the Shtashich to this person who's here. That's all. The Yodon cannot back out, but the Eved didn't go free yet until he gets Shichur, will be Higil Yodon. Nehi de Lahachi Zacha, the Eved is Zechen Echeris, as was only with respect to. So like Motzi Medebe, that the Yodon cannot back out anymore. Of a Moide Rabbanon, the Achachamim, a Moide Terameh, they call Kama Dalos, a Gita Liyodei, as long as the Eved doesn't get the get, Loi Havi Meshuchar. So therefore, if the Yodon dies before the Shliach has a chance to deliver it, so the Ein Get Lacham, he says, no good. So Taisi says, it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. Advartema Perusha, what is he talking about? This Rashi Nerif. Kevin is Chusu, Pshita de Zechel Yalter.
Either or.
The Babli is like that. That Gemara that we said in the end of Yevomis is Mefurish, like Taisus says, no? The Babli is the first. The Gemara had the Shaila HaMazaki get leashed of Mokum Yavin. The man is about to die. So should I say in this case, Obizman HaZeh, that we don't allow Yibum, so for sure, the Rav Chaim Volozhin quoted Nachman, so for sure you say that it's a schus to be mezakeh the shtar, the get the isha, so the husband gives a get to the man, and then the husband dies. The husband dies before the man ever gives a get to the isha. So shtei beferish that we assume. Halacha l'maaseh never ends. It says we assume that the get is chal right away. We don't hold like this Rif. We don't hold like this original pshat and rashi. We all like taisus based on the gemara in the end of Yevamos. The shaila is what in the world is the Rif driving at? How do you understand this? What kind of a din is that? Chaptela. What, that Zachin Liyadim Shlai B'Fanav only works Lachatzoyin? the Rambam makes a compromise, when the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Avodim, these Mishnayos, so the Rambam says that sometimes Tosfos is right, and sometimes the Rif is right. If he says Zechei b'shtar shichru zeh bar avdi, he said Zechei outright. So Zechei, then it's Chal right away. That's like the Gemara in the end of Yevamos by Mezakeh Get Lishta b'makom Yavam. But if he doesn't say outright Zechei, he just says Tenu shtar shichru zeh li avdi. So true, you say that in language, in Hilchas Lashon 10 Kischi, but it's still not the same as Chiyatach Gezok 10. He didn't say Zechei, he said 10. So we assume that that's like a Tanai. He meant to be zeicha on the condition that you'll give it. I said, it's only a Tanai, so why can't you fulfill the Tanai Lacha Misa? So they give already Pshetlach and Dreidlach. So the Rambam is a little bit of a compromise. But the Rif is the Chapel. The Rif in the original Pshat and Rashi is a Pella. How do they understand what's going on? Even if he says Zechei, so Zachnam Shleifanov doesn't work that she should become a Gureshis right away. The Eved should become a Shuchar right away. Why not? How do you understand that? Very difficult. All the Rosh Hashiva is the old Matazach. Very shvet.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
What happens to an Eved Kanani when the master dies? What happens to him?
He goes beyusha. He's nachal to most of them. But nechem achreichem the rest is achuz and sodom yalehem tavoid. It's a pasuk in Chumash.
Yeah.
And if he has no children, then it goes to his father, to his brothers, to his nephews, to his cousins.
It's like
all property. Yeah, all property. You can have a case. You mean a ger shemeis vein lo yorshim? Let's say there's a man. Right. So let's say the Adon, the one who owns the Eved Kanani, is the person who doesn't have a Yorish in the world. There's only possibility, Gershon Meis Meila Yorshin. He doesn't have a relative in the world. So when he dies, all of his property becomes Hefker. All of his Karkos, all of his Metalkal, become Hefker. What happens to his Eved Kanani? So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, that he becomes Meshuchra, automatically.
He
becomes
himself.
He's Zeichen himself, he becomes Meshuchra. But under normal circumstances, that's an unusual case. Under normal circumstances, he goes to Yerusha, whoever the Yerush is. This is a very shver. This Rashi and Rif is very shver. The Biurim that they say are very shver. They just say Bikitzer. There is a din of Zachen Liyadim Shlai B'Fanam. If I want to give a matana to someone who's not here, so I give it to someone who is here. And I say, do me a favor, you be kind, you pick it up to be kind on behalf of Pliny, who's not here. That din, where does it say that in the Chumash? It's a big question. Where does it say it in the Chumash? The Gemara, that Zachen li Adam Shalai Bifano, that I can give the gift to someone who's here to be kind on behalf of someone who's not here. It's not so clear in the Chumash. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin gives a mocker, then the Gemara backs out from the mocker. So Rav Baruch Ber asks in the Sefer on Kiddushin, so the Gemara backed out, so what's Taka the mocker effect at Tzorachiv? Where is Taka the mocker of Zachen Adam Shalai Bifano? So in the end of Baba Basra, there's a machlokes hatanaim, a machlokes of Blezer and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah. Rabbi Blezer holds that it's tak only the Rabbanon. Zachen Adam Shalai Bifano is only tak only the Rabbanon. It doesn't work on the level of their eyes. So he says, there are two versions in the Mishnah. Some tanaim hold that since it's only takana the Rabbanon, so they're only misakan on behalf of a cotton. On behalf of a gadol, let him come in person. Why should he make a takana? There's no need for the takana. Come and get it. A cotton, a little baby, he can't make a kinyan. So then they made a takana, letzorech, made a takana, and said, Zachman takana. The pashtus is that we pass from Zachin, bain le cotton, bain le gadol. We assume that Zachin is a dinderite. If we would assume that Zachin is only a dinderabanan, how can you mean Megarish and Isha? With Zachin Shlavifanov, Pashtus, the way we assume is that Zachin Shlavifanov is a dinderite. A dinderite, where's the Pasuk? We're not sure where the Pasuk is. Wherever. We're not too sure where the Pasuk is. When you learn there, the Gemara in Kiddushin, beginning of the second Perek, even if you're old Tzchim in Tam Shlech, you have to have a Pasuk that tells you that. That in an instance of Zachin, you don't have to appoint the Shliach as considered as if the Torah appointed him as a Shliach. You still have to have a Pasuk that tells you that. So whatever the Pasuk is, so that's what Rav Baruch Ber and others want to say. Maybe the din of Zachin, the Yandab Shlai B'Fanav, means we can do things without consulting. Let's say, Ager Katam Ad Bilam Osu Al Daz Bez. What are we doing over there? Based on Zachin, the Yandab Shlai B'Fanav, we assume that it's in the best interest of the Nochri to become a Yisrael. So what are we doing over there? We're making a kinyan on his behalf? No, we're doing the milah on his body. We're being matvil a baby in the mikveh. I'm not that I'm going to the mikveh and that's the substitute for the katan. It doesn't work. We have to be mal the little baby if he's a boy, and we have to be matvil a baby. So what's the zachna on shlav upon of? The zachna adam is that normally when a candidate comes to convert, so he has to have a maisa geiris on his body and he has to have das geiris. And here there's no das geiris, there's a little baby, 2 months old, a week old. He has no das geiris. So the halacha says by zachna adam shlav upon of, you don't need his das. Let's say I want to give him a ton and the person's not here, I give it to you. So you're accomplishing two things. Number one, he acquires ownership without making a Maisa Kinyan, because you made the Maisa Kinyan for him. Number two, he has no Das to be Kaina. So the halacha says that you don't need Das. Zochman Shalifanov accomplishes
the
two things.
On the father? If he was on the father, then he demolished the son.
No, this is a Goyisha baby. We came, the father gave him up for adoption and for conversion, and we're going to be Megayer the baby. So let's say if I want to give a matana to someone who's not here and I give you this sefer, you should be kind of for him. So there you're using Zach Le'Adam Shalai Befanov on a double for two purposes. Number one, he didn't do a kinyan. How can he acquire ownership? So the Maisi kinyan that you did is considered as if he had done the Maisi kinyan. Secondly, he doesn't even know what's going on. He has no Das kinyan. So the Halacha says you don't need Das kinyan. So by giving a matana, you're using Zach Le'Adam Shalai Befanov for both, for the Maisa and for the Das. By get isha, if my wife would be here, I could have given her. It's an avera to give a get bal kocha, but if I would have given the get bal kocha, it would have been valid. The thing is that she's not here. So when I give you the get, and I want you to be zeich on behalf of my wife, I'm zake get lishtam and makam yavam, a case where you do say zach alam shlevifana by get. In the case where for sure it's a schiyah. So what are you doing zachin for? It's only zachin on the maisa kinyan, on the vinasam biyadah. There's no zachin on the das. You don't need her das. If she would have been here, you wouldn't need her das. So it's not an act of zochen on the das. It's only a zochen on the mice. But the ger katmat bin mazal das bezens punkt verkehrt. It's not a zochen on the mice. The mice is done begufo. We mal him begufo. We matbo begufo. The zochen only is on the das. And normally, when you have a candidate for geiris, so he has to express das geiris. He has to be masking. He wants to be in his gayer. And here, he's a lot by das. A katn is only a month old. He doesn't know bechlav what's going on. So then you say you can do the geiris without his das. So again, just to review, you, in the original case, in the complete case of Zach Nadim Shlevifana, when you give a matone to someone who's not here, via someone who is here, so it's a Zachin both on the Maise, and the Maise Kinyan, and the Zachin that you can do without his Das. And then sometimes by the Ger Katmat Bila also Das Bezin, it's a Zachin only for Das, that the Geris will take effect even though there was no Das. But it's not a Zachin on the Maise. We did the Maise Begufo. The Zachin only is on the Das, and by the Ger Disha, the Zachin is only on the Maisa. You don't need Das by the get. All you need the Zachin for is that the Maisa and the Sinus are get. So Rav Baruch Ber suggests like this. The halacha that you say Zachin li'adam shloi b'fonav on a Maisa. Zachin on a Das means you can live without Das. Okay, in the case of Zachin, you don't need a Das. But Zachin on a Maisa. The Zachin on a Maisa is considered as if the other person had done the Maisa. But it's still not called, apparently the Rif, in the original Mahadur of Rashi, they hold, it's still not called v'nasan b'yoda. You need v'nasan b'yoda by get isha, and you also learn out lo lo me'isha, you need v'nasan b'yoda by the shtash shichur evikneini. So you can say zochen from today till next year, it's not called v'nasan b'yoda. I by kinyan hakbo, you also need it. Kinyan yad, you also need v'higbiya b'yoda. So if you're making the kinyan on behalf of the fellow who's not here, so it was also not... No, that's not a din biyodo. That's a din. You need a maisa kinyan. So the maisa kinyan that you do is good enough for him. But here is something more. You need v'nasan biyodo. So even after you're going to say zochem li'adam shlei b'fonov on the get isha on rare instances around the shtar shichur avikneini, but the kinyan on the shtar was made. If it would have been any other shtar, let's say I wrote a shtar, I'm giving you, I owe you $1 million. And he's not here, so I give you the shtar, you should be zeicha. So that's all you need. There's no halacha, you need v'nasan b'yad. You need tfisas hashtar. So someone else will make tfisas hashtar on his behalf. If it would be any other shtar, well, all you need is tfisas balashtar. So you can do the maisa kinyan, tfisas balashtar. But by get isha as a special din, and by shtar shichur avikneini also v'nasan b'yad. So that cannot be covered. Yeah, like a mitzvah should be good. That cannot be covered with Zach Nam Shalifanov. Why not? It's still missing. Why not?
She makes a shlich le kabbalah.
That's the exact opposite of the shilcha.
She has it already.
Yeah, yada ki yada. Yeah, the shlech lekabal is better. Why can't you say the same thing by zochin? So Baruch Be'er doesn't say this. Maybe you can say, maybe or may not, maybe or maybe not. Maybe you can say the following. Maybe you can say that he means to say that zochin the shlech lefanav doesn't work on Issa the Heta. Maybe what he meant to say that Zoch and the other Shlaim Mefanov doesn't work on Issa the Heter.
Why should be a different Issa Heter about Kesef?
Maybe the we don't know where the Mokker is, Zoch and the other Shlaim Mefanov. That's what Baruch Be'er says. Gerishin. Shichur Evik 90 has Mominis and it has Issa the Heter also. Gerishin, we usually
say. What else is there of Zoch and the other Mominis?
On the gift. The normal, the original din of Zochin is only on a gift, yeah. You see, zochin by ger kotmat bilam also adas bezin. That purely is the heter, but that's a different zochin. That's a zochin on the das. We just said that the zochin on the maisa.
What my tangible act now?
Right. So the zochin on the maisa that you did is considered as if the other person did it. So maybe that's what the rif is driving at.
It could be the one who's.
Yeah, we don't paskin like this rif. We paskin like Tesis. That's the Bavli in the end of Yevamos. The Gemara says, "Amazake get lishtam makam yovin." They get the schar right away, and then he dies before the get reaches the hand. So that's beferish that we follow Tesis. How's the riff? How's the riff going to live at that Gemara? Is Atella? We don't paskin like the riff. We're just trying to figure out what could the riff possibly be driving at. Very shver. Dak is dikechilukim. They really don't come up with a good husband. The riff. Somehow the riff in the original Madura of Rashi they held that the Zoch and the Adam Shaloi Befanov by the Get Isha, in the rare cases when it would work, or by the Shtar Shichar Aviknaini, would only work to prevent the Baal or the Yodon from backing out, but it wouldn't accomplish that the Gerishin or the Shichar should be Chal right away. Very strange. What Takana of Abraham?
He can't back out the Takana of Abraham.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you can't back out.
No, that's an Issa that you're not allowed to back out. But if you back out,
he backs out.
He can't back out.
No, he said not allowed to. But what if he does back out? So the Gemara says it's broken. He can back out. Yeah, he can back out.
Somebody lost something. Me, I do. When I come along, I find something. I pick it up and I hold on to it. I don't want to be like a Zaveda, so I'm also Zochin. I'm Zochin Lohan Shalom Fun. I mean, I found the Zaveda. He gave up on it. He doesn't know what I have anymore. And I want to bring it back to him.
Well, if he...
So I'm now this Shliach to bring it back. Well, I have it in the meantime to be a Shomer on it to bring it back. So I'm Zochin Shalom Shalom Fun.
No, but in that case, it's not stuff. You picked it up after you, she's saying. You picked it up after you,
she's saying.
As long as it becomes after you, can keep it for yourself.
But, okay, so then do this book to do it before you, then. I mean, I don't know when I pick it up. I don't know what you think.
That's not Zochin Lohan Shleiber Fun. Zochin Lohan Shleiber Fun, it still belongs to him. The Aveda still belongs to him. When you pick it up, you're not carrying on his behalf. It does belong to him. But it still belongs to him. The Katma's enough from a long time ago when he bought it. Still is. You're a shamer on it. No. Zochin Lohan Shleiber Fun means by my picking up, I give you the safer to be kind of for somebody else who does not own it yet, and by your picking it up, he becomes the owner on the safer. He becomes the bottom on the safer. You accomplish the kinyan for him. Here also we say, by my giving you the shtashikha, by my giving you the get, the gerishin is chal, and the shikhar of the Evik Naini takes effect. That's a din of Zochin. That's how we pass, not like the rish. So Nachamal, let's go back again. The Braisa was listing off the three halachas, Sheshava, Gitanoshim, Shechuri, Avod, and what they have in common with the Dibri Reb Meir, Kidibri Reb Meir, Biarbo. And if you follow the view of Reb Meir, there's a fourth din that they have in common, namely, so the Gemara is continuing on the fourth line from the top of Daf Tes on the base. They're quoting the Mishnah. Oimer ten get zeli ishti ishtashich rezeli avdi. If he wants to give a get to his wife and she's not here, so he gives it to someone else to be zecha for her. Or the Evik Nine is not here, he wants to free him and he gives the shtashich to somebody else. So the opinion of Rav Meir is that they're both a chayva. What's a lachza b'shneihem yachzer? If the husband wants to change his mind, or the Yodan wants to change his mind on the Sheikh Rav Knaini, he has a right to the Rav Meir, that in neither case is it considered a schus. And we don't pass him like Rav Meir, we pass him like the Chachamim. That beget isha he can back out because get isha is 99% of the cases is a chayva. Masheni ken shtar shich avik 99% of the cases would be considered as chus. Okay, so that's the price, that they have three things, three dinim that they share in common. According to Rameyus, four. That's the end of the price.
99% of the cases, but it's not a halacha. What is the Gemara here listing that there are four things that they're shavah?
According to Rameyus.
It's not a halacha. It's just a natural coincidence that they're similar.
And I know.
Gives you memorization.
But it's just so it's a shavah. But then I can understand why we're listing it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just the percentage of
yeah, it's just a way of remembering what they do, how they both work.
It's very strange why the last one is very strange. I don't know. That's the end of the Brice. So now the Gemara wants to know, why did they mention the number? Whenever the Mishnais or the Brice mention a number, there must be a reason. Like we just learned last night, in Mishnah and Shabbat says there are 39 of us Malachas. So the Gemara tells on that, why do you have to bother to mention the number 39? So, the following are the Malachas of Shabbat. Gemara says, no. If he violates all of the malachas together, he'll have to bring 39 karbanos chatos, 39 different. So that's what one wants to know over here. Why did we mention the number 3 or the number 4? Yishleimu the rabbanon minyan alamuti yuhad the Rav Meir. The Chacham say 3, that you shouldn't think that there are 4. You shouldn't think like Rav Meir, that shtashichra has the same din as getisha. That they're both a chayva, so they say, no, there are only 3. They mean bishlosha drachm shavu means there are only 3 dinim that they have in common and not 4. But Rav Meir holds, not so. So Rav Meir should just say Rav Meir Chaylik, Rav Meir Raimer, Af Legabi Chazor. Why does he mention the number Arbor? Sounds like 4 and not 5.
Yeah.
What could possibly be behind, in the back of his mind? Freg the Gemara, Ela le Rav Meir, Minyana le Mutei Mai. Let him just say Rav Meir Raimer. That is not so. That is my name.
Rameyah
doesn't
say from
the Rabbah. No, the Brice says, Rameyah b'arbo. It mentions the number 4 according to Rameyah. Rameyah is not speaking. The Tana, the Brice is speaking. I'll leave it to Rameyah, but he used the number. The Tana mentions the number according to Rameyah. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the Tana driving at? No, not Rameyah. What is the Tana? Right. What is the Tana and the Brice driving at when he says, according to Rameyah, there are 4? So let him say, according to Rameyah, the last one is not true. According to Rav Meir, there's another din. Why does it say Arbua? Sounds like 4, not 5. So the Gemara says, Lemute ha de Tanya. The following Brice that tells you, Akule by Getisha. So somebody may perhaps think that we have Lola Meisha, we equate Getisha with Shichar Abiknaini. So maybe I should say that the Kula should apply to Shtar Shichar Abiknaini also. So no, the Brice is going to say no. That this case, the fifth case, was Shona. The Tanya Edim Shen Yodim Lachsom. What if they want to write a get for the Isha, and the Edom don't know how to write. So the Sefer is going to write the get. How are the Edom going to sign? So it says, Mekar lahem the Yarcholov, Omemalim. Okay, let him make an X. That would be good. Gemara says, if he draw a picture, is also good. Gemara says, Rav Tzaya Kavra. Rav used to draw. Allow Edom to sign a get if they know how to write. If they don't know how to write, if they're not literate, they can't write. So you shouldn't get them as Edom. But by Getisha, sometimes you have a crazy husband or it's a drait and his own. We'll accommodate them. We'll figure out how we're going to do it. How do you do it?
So
it's a, yeah, so it's a machlekes. Rashi says just a period. peace with you, with the Klal Yisrael, that will last even after the whole world will fall apart. That's how the Medrash understands. So it's true that that is a connection also with this Sedra, but the main connection is the first pasuk, Rani Akara. The difference between the two brisim. The bris with all of mankind has a time limit, but the bris with the Bnei Yisrael, about Eretz Yisrael, that has no time limit. It's taken literally in the Medrash understands. Ki haharim yamushu, pashiv shati loin, and the pasuk, even if the world will come to an end. But the Medrash doesn't understand it like that. The Medrash understands that the world, it'll be a time that the world will somehow fall apart, but the Klal Yisrael with the Yom HaSalem will remain. And at that time, the bris with all the Yom HaSalem will no longer be binding, and the bris with the Bnei Yisrael will still continue. No, we need big chaste shamayim. We need big rachmim, that the Rabbanu Shalom should be mekayim his haftachis and his bris.